Gaoxing Zhen, a Chinese writer who's won the Nobel Prize, has just published his first volume of stories in English translation. The collection is called Buying a Fishing Rod for My Grandfather. Alan Chews has a review.
The opening lines of the title story in this collection might sound a bit sentimental. I walk past a new shop that sells fishing equipment, the narrator says. The different fishing rods on display make me think of my grandfather, and I want to buy him one. My grandfather never saw a fishing rod like this, even in his dreams. But as you get deeper into the story, following the narrator on a quest for the site of his old house in the city where he grew up, you realize that Gaoxing Zhen is a writer driven more by verbal energy than psychological realism. By the end of the story, he's serenading us with riffs on fishing, hunting, the ruins of the past, and the World Cup. In the temple, a pair of newlyweds take leave from work for a honeymoon trip. Impulsively, they jump from their train, wade across a shallow river, and wander around the grounds of a provincial temple, where a man with a bag of melons is hanging out with a boy not his own, whom he says he wishes to adopt. All nuance and sign, the story reads like an existential postcard to a group of hip pals back home, and stands shoulder to shoulder with some of the foremost fiction of the moment. The story, titled In an Instant, works associatively, and in the manner of a 360-degree tracking shot from a movie, goes from an image of a reader with a book at the beach on through a long series of imagistic and stream-of-consciousness sequences and Gertrude Stein-like prose that eventually leads us readers back to the solitary reader at the beach. Buying a Fishing Rod for My Grandfather is certainly not a beach book. It's a rarefied and sometimes rather beautifully composed series of prose pieces in a style worth the attention of any devotee of modernist fiction.
The book is Buying a Fishing Rod for My Grandfather by Gaoxing Zhen, translated by Mabel Lee. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.